I can solve racist cops. That's an easy fix. But nobody comes to me for the answers. You want to get rid of that forever? How about this? Only black people should be allowed to be cops. Boom, problem solved. And if any of you have issue with this, it's because you're racist. Well, what about white people? White people can be firefighters. We're more outdoorsy, it makes sense. White people, firefighters, black people, cops. Who wants tickets to the softball game now? Yeah, it's gonna get pretty tense. Might wanna put in a mercy rule.
Guys, I've been thinking about that night over and over. One thing has become clear. This is the darkest, most terrible timeline.
Enough with the timeline crap, Abed! Pierce got shot in the leg and died. Shirley's a drunk. Annie's locked in a mental ward because her guilt drove her insane. Jeff lost an arm in the fire. Troy lost his larynx because for some dumb reason he tried to destroy a flaming troll doll by eating it.
Clearly you don't understand anything about defeating trolls.
Life has gone to hell, Abed! This is real! Look at us! Look at me!
Britta, you put one wash-away blue streak in your hair, and I lost an arm.
Exactly! Life got dark!
And all because Jeff rolled a one.
Oh, I love how this is my fault somehow.
It's mine. I've run through that night over and over in my head, and I keep coming back to one thought. I should have caught the die and not let you roll it. I failed to do that, and we all suffered for it. But I'm gonna make it up to you. From now on, I'm Evil Abed.
Hi, you're listening to the Glazed On Our podcast.
Cue the music, Jake.
On the beat.
So man, you know the vibes. I'm not excited, man, because this episode is going to be very, very rough. Because this past week has been very rough. But yeah, man, you know the vibes. It's your boy, Philip Sanchez, a.k.a. Phantom Agusti, a.k.a. Flex Anderson, a.k.a. Plus Tyson Ekilani, a.k.a. Stanley Move Bricks, a.k.a. Omolodun, a.k.a. Tranquilo, a.k.a. Captain Trips, a.k.a. Deron Rogers, the King of the Humans, and other language attempts. And we welcome back a runaway girl, Chinedu. Say hello to people.
Hi guys, what's up? How's everyone?
And yeah, man, there's Johnny the Human Elemental doing his thing.
You've made that name stick now.
When did we change his name?
Because I'm tired, I don't know which one it is. He's always confusing me.
Yeah, very stupid, it's very simple.
It's Johnny Storm the Human Torch, it's not that, right? Yeah.
No,
something like that.
That is... No, exactly.
Okay.
I swear I got it.
No. So let's just give him Johnny the Human Elemental.
I'm tired of
you. You can call what you like, Johnny, but you don't press me out.
Yeah.
Shut up. What's Ghosty?
What are you saying?
Don't worry.
Talk.
I didn't say anything.
Which of the sad shit are we? Chine, did you want to start? What are we talking about?
No way I'm starting this, man.
Alright, so okay. This is the angle I want to take you from here. Because I think we've talked about something like this before on like previous episodes. So yeah, man, like, I think everybody's aware of what's going on in America. So police killed the black man. They were peaceful protests. They brought out tear gas and nigga started rioting. And, you know, shit has been escalating. And, like, everything is just getting out of hand. I don't even know. I think I wanted to start with the Cardinal one first because I'm tired of this Yankee people. But since you've already gone down this path, let's... But the angle I wanted to take you from, because Chinedu, you asked the question on Twitter like earlier today, why isn't there the spirit of mass protection, so to speak, in Nigeria? So I wanted us to dissect that thing because I feel like many people, there's a lot... Bro, we know racism is bad. You get... Like, I'm not going to spend... Yeah. I don't know how many women is talking about the clear, like the clear racism going on, and then the differences between the way they handle these riots and then those white people with AKs protesting for haircuts. I'm not going to do that.
I think what is more pertinent in this kind of stuff is, like, what I think, like you said, we can't as an address all of it, but the stuff that annoys me is all these, like, you know, these black people that... that they are tired of seeing too much of this, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. You know, the ones that, like, I don't know if it's to be edgy or what, sure. I mean, they're like, oh, but look at it from that. Or not everything has to be about this. You know, those blah, blahs.
You, as in, are you getting somewhere?
No, that's basically it now, as in.
So you're just saying, fuck those guys.
Yeah, as in, there's not, you can't start, they know what they are doing, so you can't start telling them, oh, no, this is what I'm doing. I just want them to know that, like, something.
Yo, that's even what's making me tight here, because all the people that, like, we are past the point of educating the other side, so to speak. And then people come out and say that, oh, how do you know it was racist, da, 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 da. Or the people that come out and be like, oh, we have to love ourselves first as a community. Bro, this is not the time, man. This is not the time.
Yeah, and then anybody that brings up...
Then address gang violence. Now we are addressing racism. This is not the time, bro. This is not the fucking time.
All people that bring up, like, black or black murder, I've never understood that argument. Because they're always like... I feel like, what does it mean? As in, what does evil mean? You know, like, you're saying, okay, this isn't that big a deal because they are killing themselves, so we can also kill them. As in, it's just such a weird argument. Like,
bro, see, my own is all of them know what they are doing, man. They all know what they are doing. They don't care about... Like, and I'm tired of people trying to... Like, whenever you see this truth, then you not coach them trying to clap back or trying to educate or bring out the receipts. Ignore it, bro. Just ignore it. Those people are not worth having a conversation with, because anybody thinking in that line, it's just being intentionally stupid or tone deaf. Do you get?
Like, yeah, this fucking, this.
Yeah, I agree.
This fucking Shamik Moore, man. Fucking into yo, my God.
Tommy Lahren, Candace Owen.
You can't, any of these people, man. Katie Hopkins, all these man. Like, I muted and blocked all of them a long time.
No, Katie Hopkins is hilarious. She's so stupid. She's funny. Nah, but the rest of them are annoying.
I'm not even paying attention, man.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. That's so stupid, they're funny. Because, like, there are a lot of people who don't think they're stupid. So, it's really not funny.
Exactly. So, my own is, this is my thing, yeah. The reason why, because I was even, I was just in a Forbes rabbit hole, and I ended up looking at highest earning media personalities. And in the top five, like, three of them were staunch right-wing media personalities, like dudes that work for Fox or dudes that have...
Like you Rush Limbaugh, all them guys, right?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh, them man. So I just realized that this is a very huge marketing, like, they make a lot of money off this thing. Because what they do is, all the people that want to hear this thing tune in and all the people that get outraged still expand their platform. So if you just unlook, you do not engage. Because many times when people are marketing themselves, they'll be like, look at the engagement that we get across. Bro, they don't care whether or not you are cursing them or not. Their own is you saw it. So if everybody just unlooks, nobody spreads this video, nobody quotes, nobody does anything, it is very much better than trying to clap back or trying to change. They are not changing their mindset. They know what they are doing. They are very aware of what the truth is. They are very aware. They've decided to do the rubbish that they are doing. So no, this is not the time for conversation. Dead that. Bro, 2020, you still want to be educating niggas. Are they stupid? People that went to college, people that, 2020, you still want it? Nah, just ignore. Block, report, whatever, bro. Just ignore the thing. But bro, you see Madonna's son.
That's the most sad. Madonna is wicked. She's wicked.
Johnny, have you seen that?
No.
So basically, Madonna was like, oh, she posted on Twitter, like, oh, the world is burning right now, you know, racism and all these things. So me and my son, I think I didn't even know she had an adopted black son, but I think
there was a time that was a black daughter.
You know, that was the way for white celebrities at the time, so it doesn't surprise me. Anyhow, she said this is a message from her and her son. I don't know what to promote the peace or whatever. The dude was now. The dude of my dad was breakdancing to Michael Jackson's song.
Oh, I've seen that. I didn't know that was her son.
Oh, my fucking God.
I don't know if we can.
Yo, niggas. I see. Have you seen that video when your parents make you dance for your
for your relative? Dance for your uncle.
That's if you do it for them now. Come on, dance now.
They now say that Angelina Jolie has got to go and call her own black children.
And wake them up from sleep. Don't disgrace me.
That be her entire adopted African country.
Bro, things are going so much. What did you say?
No, nothing. Personal difficulties. Yeah, but what I was going to say about at least she said something. The people that piss me off the most are all these like environmentalist animal rights people. Like all these
guys, quiet right now.
Yeah, they will win award and come and talk about we should cows are your friend. As in all these we love the earth, but fuck all the people that are not like me on it. If you care so much about the earth, as in, bro, say people, you know, fuck the earth, as in, fuck the animals. I'm going to start polluting on purpose now.
Allow me. But see, you know
what?
I free this guy. You've been polluting for a while. Don't come and blame Peter or the environmentalist or whatever.
But no, fuck all of them.
You know, the week started with that Central Park Amy.
Yeah,
and then by the next day, the George Floyd thing popped off. And do you know the crazy thing about that, Amy? So, like, basically, that chickens, that woman in Central Park, that apparently you're supposed to always have your animals or your pets on a leash when you're going to the park. And then I think she was strangling the dog or something. And then a bird watcher, some black guy, was like, put a leash on your dog. And she was like, I'm going to call the police and tell them that a large African American man is threatening me. That whole thing, the whole current thing that he. And then the police will come and then they fuck niggas up over some bullshit. The crazy thing is, people said that she lost even the conservatives on her side when she assaulted the dog. Because many people were like, oh, see the way.
The dog,
People were more upset. That people were more upset with how she was treating the dog.
That she was strangling the dog.
She just lied to try and get a black man at the minimal in prison. Worst, he could get killed. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then more concerned with the treatment of the animal. Jesus Christ, man.
Now, anybody, honestly, all these like white people that form, oh, dogs are better than people. Man, fuck all those people. I said, there's so many people that like, just fuck them. Like all these, if you care about animals, environment, and you're quiet about this, like, fuck you.
Yo, people were saying that all these chicks that always form that they like black men. Why are they not talking now? Like all these white chicks. Or all the people that have co-opted the culture. That's why I was just listening to that Dave song, Black, when it was like loud in our happiness but silent in our suffering. Like all the people that co-opted the culture, all the people that, like all these gay influencers that basically their whole shtick is black women. Mm-hmm.
Jackie
Aino went on her Instagram and basically called all of them out. Even Brand, she tagged all of them. Like, you guys profit off black designers and now you're pretty silent. No shaking. She didn't even hide. guys are now reaching out to her, that what can they do to help the black community? You say, wow. After
let me see
someone called you out on Instagram.
So you didn't put you on black. What did you say?
I want to see if Leo Dickie said anything after making We Love the Earth. So you did say stupid.
Yeah, man, fuck me. That's why I don't want to watch that Dave show, man. I don't care how funny that says it is. I'm not interested in that nigga.
I don't fuck the guy.
But yo, that's always been the thing, man. Like they want to co-opt the culture and profit off it. Like everybody wants to be black, but nobody wants to be a nigga. Like when she pops off, they're all super quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, so another thing is I'm tired of seeing Nigerians comment on this thing in a very stupid manner. Like, yo, fam, okay, there's so much has been happening. I was even taking notes down because I've just been seeing so much shit that it just blew my mind. So I saw some guy, one of these Twitter people, were like, oh, if you're in Nigeria and you don't want to address this issue or you say it doesn't concern you, this, that, that, like, just unfollow me now. Like, let me know. Let me block you. I'm like, see, you cannot call out Nigerians for not wanting. Because to be honest, man, let's not pretend like there's solidarity like that. Do you get? Most of these niggas don't give a fuck about us. Do you get? And I'm not even saying that it's right to. Like me, I've been retweeting stuff about stuff going on there, stuff going on here.
Wow, you hero.
But any Nigerian that thinks that, what you say?
You are a hero.
Suck your moms. So what I'm saying is you cannot be angry at Nigerians that feel like it's not their fight. Because for the longest time, just like these diaspora niggas have told us fuck off. You get so if and our problems are a lot, man. So if a Nigerian doesn't feel the warmest of sympathies for these guys because our own struggle doesn't get blown up like that. Like, look at the way Americans control the narrative and control all the media. Whenever something is happening in America, it's like it's happening in the whole world. And they always paint it in a certain light. But when riots are going on in other countries, like in third world countries, it's because the government is unstable and then they come and they form, they want to intervene and all these bullshit. I don't know if people have any take on it, child.
Yeah, your emotions are just spilling out. The thing is, yeah. These Akata people can be problematic, but I'm not going to lie, I feel so bad for them, as in, because let's be honest, there are no people in their own country, as in, it's sad.
Yeah.
Like,
I personally think we have to feel some form of sympathy, because at the end of the day, they were taking, and then they were almost indoctrinated into black inferiority. And even though we don't necessarily identify with the same culture, at the end of the day, we're the same people and we're somehow, in general, all supposed to be concerned for the livelihoods of each other in the general sense. So even if you don't spend hours making noise about this and this, just a couple tweets or empathy in your heart or something at least.
I don't think also like, if you go to America, I agree with all the police will kill you. They will say that, oh, you are Nigerian, so they are not killing you.
I agree with the sentiments, but I'm saying if there's a Nigerian that doesn't feel the need to champion this P, like, he understands that everything has, like, we understand what's going on there is fucked, but I don't think, if a Nigerian doesn't want to donate to the cause or to join the hashtag, a Nigerian in Nigeria, I'm not mad at it. I don't even lie. You can't, I'm not mad at it.
I understand what you're saying, Chef. Fair enough.
Like you can't give an alternative. You get, because even in this Nigeria now, like in the last 3 days, the Kaduna P.
Exactly.
The people that have been shot by police, and this is the stuff that gets to social media. You get, because you need to understand, less people even have smartphones at night, so there's a lot of fuck shit going on fewer. And people are not addressing. A fewer people, sorry, Johnny the English dictionary.
Now let's forget what there was. Well, yeah. The thing is very weird if, like, you're in Nigeria and you're not talking about the stuff going on in Nigeria, but you're, you know, only focusing on stuff going on in America. That's very strange.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of them are doing. A lot of them are doing that, or they now start talking about the stuff going on in Nigeria. So like, they just talk about it in Agono, or just retweet one loose tweet, so that it's not be as if they don't care. but like their focus is more about. But in the end, I know we are all one people, whatever, but the divide is real. The divide is real for whatever reasons. Even though I feel like in the end, everything is the white man's fault. But the divide is real for whatever reason. And a lot of these Black Americans are not even making the effort to cross the divide. But we're supposed to be the ones. Bro, I will never forget when J. Cole came to Nigeria and he performed his album for the first time. And he posted it on Instagram. And Instagram comments was full of Black Americans suffering from inferiority complex, just talking shit about Nigeria. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you people, man.
To avoid irony, I think we should actually talk about what's going on in Nigeria. Because wouldn't it be so funny if we complain about people not talking about it? And all we talked about is what happens in America.
That's why I wanted to even start with Nigeria, because this American would always vote me. Yo, the thing about do you want to start? Go off.
No, go ahead.
I wanted to just set it down, like, because basically, there have been attacks in Southern Kaduna. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think Southern Kaduna, I think there's a lot of Christians even there. Like, people are saying that they are targeting Christian communities. I haven't crossed it. So,
someone told me that.
And apparently, these attacks have been going on since at least January, since the beginning of this year. So, they've been going on for a while. And many major outlets in Nigeria are not addressing this thing. I looked for a very long time for tweets or articles relating to this P. And most of the tweets I was seeing were people trying to go viral, like just tweeting some random shit and putting hashtag Kaduna, Southern Kaduna attacks, hashtag Messi, hashtag touch. I was just like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with people, like, man?
Exactly. In preparation for this, I was trying to like get comprehensive notes, Kaduna thing. And honestly, it's not easy to find. Like, you can't even find notes on like people's reactions to it, like intelligent takes. It's just so underreported.
I think it's because it's unfortunate the Nigerian media and the Nigerian people in general have become very desensitized to violence in the north. And I read somewhere that apparently the attacks, even though they've been going on for a while, this particular one that everyone is talking about actually happened 2 weeks ago. And they're just doing peace talks at the moment. But the problem is that we are just so used to seeing bombing in Borno, killing in Kaduna, that people often just forget to talk about the important things. And I get,
were you
what's
rapping?
Funny?
Bombing in Borno, killing in Kaduna. But,
you understand what I'm saying.
The attrition,
Bro, why are you laughing?
This is serious matter.
You went
people are dying.
You that you do laugh. How many people have you seen by not laughing? I mean, I'm taking it just as seriously, but it was just a funny thing she said.
You are a bitch.
But you understand what I'm saying.
I mean,
I just think it's unfortunate.
And have you not? There's, you know, it has been going on for years, but like there's just this, I'm not saying there isn't, like there's definitely religious violence, but there's this push, like we always want to push that, like, oh, this is how, like, nothing as well, this is how Muslims are, like Hausa Muslims particularly in Nigeria. It's just like a narrative we push, and so we're just like, yeah, you know, like the thing, the major thing that will come out of it is, oh, they're attacking Christians, and oh, that's just what they do. And then, and I don't know, I that just shows like It's too simplistic an understanding of it. As in, we need to do better than that.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's even funny because the state it happened, this woman, Hadiza El-Rufai,
the fucking first lady, Jesus Christ.
She is such a funny character. People were basically saying that she had not said anything to address the people of Kaduna. And she said that nobody should tell her what to do with her Twitter account, that she's there to teach English lessons are for vibes only. That's the rough summary of what she said. She said she's here for laughs. That said she's not swearing it over. That's her husband's job. So everyone is like, oh,
I keep getting pulled the vibes.
Laughs.
Huh?
It's just so sad.
Like, did you see first lady in her bio that she's just here for laughs? Bro, this whole country. Vibes and inshallah, man. Honestly, we need to, but I feel like people should still get on her, man. You still get on her.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing is people with platforms. I don't know, man. But there's something Elnathan John said a while ago, and it was still related to this. Shebini's had this El-Rufai, is the one where like her son got into
yes, Bello El-Rufai, yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But they were going to take her to, that's what trying to get her to prison. Crazy. So,
El-Nathan talked about this when that shit initially popped off, because Brittle, I think Brittle Magazine or something, they are, apparently she is like a benefactor, and I think their editor, bro, I don't know how you didn't talk about, I think we were not
Brittle Paper, like, no. Brittle Paper wrote an article on the entire incident. So apparently, the assistant editor, they claimed that he did not, he sent it to the executive, the main editor, editor-in-chief, and she asked him to take out some things. And the thing she was asking him to take out was basically downplaying the gravity of the altercation that happened on Twitter. So he refused and published it anyway. So then, the editor-in-chief now sacked the guy. So everyone is like, what is the point of the press if you cannot objectively tell what happened and what transpired between political figureheads and things like that? It's very sad.
You can't honestly tell what happened. Yeah. I think there's like such a lack of political and like social analysis in this country, like on a large scale.
I was getting to you. Do you know why? Onota said the reason why is because to get ahead in Nigeria, in one way benefits from the powers that be. So they are always afraid to offend. Like Onita said, the reason why he's in Germany or some shit. He said the reason why he can speak openly about all these things is because he is not indebted to any Nigerian politician. Look at what happened with the Brittle Paper, and they're supposed to be a progressive paper, so to speak. And this is what has been happening a lot of the time. Many times, even when they speak up against a politician, it's because the opposing party is the one funding them. Even though what they're speaking up against is the truth. But again, it now depends on what their motivations are. So apparently, more than half of them, like a lot of them, are in one way or the other benefiting from these people. So they cannot critically analyze what's going on. That's why a lot of these things are being underreported.
Yeah, it's one of the strange things that we have in like third world countries where like politicians are just so involved in like every facet of the economy, as in like really that is the only way to make money, as in so politician becomes like a job, you know, like it's the only like sustainable job even. Yeah. If people's country is something else, man. No
respect. We people, I believe you're Nigerian too.
I'm from Finland.
I'm from Finland. Yeah.
Oh, look at them, Timei and Johnny. Let me not say your government name here, but you know your government name.
Where do you say you're from?
Me? I'm from Seychelles.
From where?
I'm from Seychelles.
Oh.
Oh, my government name is Jean-François. I just delay to so that the Nigerians will embrace me. Because of xenophobia, but my government name is Jean-François.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, let's take a break. Boom. Let's go. So I was even looking at like during these last couple of days, man. Apparently TikTok banned all the hashtags relating to Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, all of that. And that's crazy,
yeah,
man.
TikTok is a Chinese company, and even though they have an American subsidiary, they constantly it's owned by a Chinese conglomerate. And they're always banning things that have to do with protests. After the whole Hong Kong thing.
Yeah, in China, they don't want people to know
banning.
That protests are
possible. Exactly.
I don't want...
They shadow ban Black creators. So it's been... I'm not even surprised at all.
Yeah, I don't want
we're speaking about China
much,
last week.
Because we talked about China, so much.
We talked about China last week. No, I didn't know TikTok was a Chinese company. Now, so in case you want to know more about China and all their fuck shit, this is the last week's episode. And also, man, Twitter, they blocked some tweets from Donald Trump and people were, and they now started this whole pushback as to whether or not Twitter should be getting involved in censorship or fact checking, this and that, that they should keep the same energy whenever people on the other side of the divide, the left wingers also say something out of pocket, this and that. I don't know if people have anything to say about that. But basically, the tweets that they blocked was Donald Trump basically
talking about shooting.
Yeah, I got to shoot up this nigga.
The looting stuff, the shooting stuff. And funny enough, apparently that line was used by a race patrol officer in the 60s or the 70s the first time. So, like, it's inherently racist. The guy is very an interesting character. No, see, I don't know why.
Because I feel like that's well documented, and anybody that's still arguing is just being purposefully obtuse. I want to talk about the censorship thing. Like, do you think Twitter should get involved?
I don't think so.
And
because
break it down.
Because the thing is, I mean, like, it's a dangerous thing what he said, but at the end of the day, them as in blocking it, you know, doesn't change the fact that guy's always going through his head. And this is like the most powerful man in the world. So we should know what is going through his head, whether as in is dangerous or not. Like, wouldn't you rather be ready that, oh, this guy's coming to shoot us than like,
yeah, just but they censored the tweet, they censored.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, but the tweet they censored, they didn't even like take it down. It's just flagged for violating the rules against promoting violence. But the fact, the fact checking one is the fact that a lot of times Donald Trump, as the president of the United States, tweets things that are false. And then because his followers just run with that narrative, they had to start fact-checking. Even CNN fact-checked him and MSNBC or whatever. I think that's valid.
It's two different tweets. It's two different sets of...
Fact-checking thing came from something else.
Yeah, political figures have always been like fact-checked by news organizations. But I don't think... I mean, like, if it's saying you can't like tweet something that's false, I don't know.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said if political organizations have always, you know, news organizations have always fact-checked political figures, but if it's that you can't tweet something that is false, I think that's unfair. You should be allowed to.
I think it's because he's the president.
But I think at the same time, the onus should be on the people to not just always take everything they say on the internet.
People are generally ignorant.
No, don't start beating up people. People are generally ignorant. But the thing is,
some people,
yes, as in people look to him for leadership, and him saying a falsehood can potentially mislead people, but that still reflects on him.
Exactly.
You know, like, you misled people, so okay, it's not Twitter's job to stop you from misleading people. It's the fact that you are misleading people. Do you understand? And then, you know, whatever political fallout comes from that. But, okay, so...
But
like,
is that not similar to, like, accepting...
No, hang on. He can't tweet it, but then he can, or, like, say it, you know, in a speech. Do you understand? As in saying falsehood. He can still, you know, the people that would have been misled by the tweets will still be misled, you know, by his words when he gives a speech. And then what will happen is, you know, you'll be upset, oh, why are you misleading people? Then they'll fact check and, you know, say he's lying. And some people use it as a weapon to beat him with. And some people will use it, will, you know, do all the semantics, gymnastics to say, to contort it enough to say, oh, blah, 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 he actually didn't lie. If he translated it to Hindi and translated it back to English, but all this stupid shit. So... So as in, you can't just say, oh, he can't lie here, but he can still lie. As in, it's, I don't know, it's kind of ridiculous.
But, I understand what you're saying.
My problem with the whole situation is that, like, when it comes to things like, apart from Donald Trump, I think censorship to a degree, sometimes the same way you can report or flag a tweet for being abusive or harmful, there should be some form of oversight on what people are allowed to put on the internet, because the internet doesn't only have good information. There's also people trying to recruit people as terrorists and for racist Nazi groups and things like that. So we shouldn't allow people to have those kind, have that platform to do that just because we want to be allowed to say what they think. If what you think is dangerous to the good of everybody, then I don't think you should be allowed to say what you think.
No, what I really think should happen is there shouldn't be like anonymity on this, like Twitter and things. As in,
okay, there shouldn't be trolls. Like everybody's space, like you should eliminate that. Yeah. So whatever you're saying, let us know who is saying what.
Then allow people say whatever, so at least we know. Oh, this person say this, and then if people don't react negatively, you understand. Oh, I live in a society that accepts this thing, so it's not about stopping them from saying this. Like it teaches you something that, oh man, maybe I shouldn't be so comfortable around my friends if, you know, this person says this and they're not mad about it. But then you should stop people being anonymous.
I understand the fact checking, but they have to do it in a set. Like they should fact, like that means they have to fact check everybody. You get it. It's not just that you're focusing on Donald Trump because it's Donald Trump. Like nobody should be allowed to present falses. But I don't know, man, because they say he is a can of worms. But there's another thing I found out. Apparently, Twitter have like undercover accounts that help them flag black people that are posting pro-black and freedom fighting type of things. Like there's a lot of people that have been speaking out on racism and speaking out on stuff that lost their accounts. And then somebody broke it down.
True.
A particular account that always used to like comment in opposition to what they're saying, and then he reports the account. And this guy that is always reporting the account, always like the accounts always get kicked off. So, like, who are you that you have so much juice that? So there's this whole conspiracy behind it. Because there's a lot of people too. You see, sometimes people lose tweets. Or some accounts, I don't know any of these accounts, but off head, but a lot of these accounts that are tweeting for black things and trying to break down all these pieces, they end up losing their accounts and stuff on some shady shit. I don't know, man. We've spoken a lot about. Let's get on to some light news. And in other news,
we lost a man.
What?
Oh, don't worry, she's back. We lost you for a bit.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah.
And. So basically, as Liaban said, she has sex with Chappelle. That's what we want to talk about. As Liaban said, she fucked with Chappelle. And based on as Liaban's views, because yo, she was chilling with Elon Musk and Grimes. It's very possible, man. It's very possible that this happened. And my own thing is not even about whether or not she's lying, looking for clout, or trying to ruin his marriage, whatever, all those things. First things first, the next day, Chappelle. Special.
It just be hilarious.
Oh, it will be fire. The second of all, if Azia Banks wasn't so crazy, I could understand fucking her. Like, she's nice. She has a nice body. But, like, our life's too much. And there's the time that she just came back from her Twitter and hit us and just posted tits like a couple of weeks ago. And her tits look nice, man. So I'm not mad at it. Well, this is too much.
Do you know my real question is why would you even want people to know you fuck Dave Chappelle? I mean, that guy is a really funny guy, but he's not Denzel. Like, I don't know.
But he fucks now, and she said his dick was big and he could fuck, so you know. And like all things considered, he is a powerful black man in entertainment. Like all things considered, whether or not, I don't know, Chinedu, you're mad silent. Are you still beefing Chappelle for his last special?
I'm never beefing him. That's why I'm just sort of irritating. But I don't know what to say now. Am I supposed to say Azealia Banks' teeth are nice too? I don't know.
No, but as in, if you were in her position, would you have fucked the Chappelle, given the opportunity?
He just said she finds the sight of him disgusting.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I didn't say that. I said that the special was kind of irritating. Oh my God.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. No,
okay,
you're not,
so, I didn't say that.
Ethel, not too clear. So I know to the year you're. I know you're the always there on beep. So I don't really know, man.
So you wouldn't, as in, fuck Dave Chappelle, is what you're saying. Give it the opportunity.
Yes. Oh my God.
What if
he told you a very good joke?
Leave me alone.
Johnny, will you fuck the shopper given the opportunity?
Thank you, exactly.
No, if you were so inclined, like if you were, for some reason, if you were attracted to men, will you fuck the shopper?
Nah.
Why?
You now he sells me his next special.
Yo, did you guys see that thing about Messi? Bro, do you know the craziest thing about this Messi, aka Big Brother Nigeria whole thing? For like, I saw the video where she was calling out her fans for not buying her product or whatever. I did not know what she looked like. Cause I never watched the show.
That thing was hilarious.
Bro, Chinedu, I beg, give us some insight on this one. Break this one down.
I don't know. All I know is that Messi, aka, recorded herself and said, Kylie's fans ride for her and Nicki Minaj barbs are always there for her. But like her fans, they don't do anything for her. She can't deal with this. And then they do
anything. She's selling houses. She's talking about Kylie. She's so well to take me. Kylie is selling makeup, doing real estate. Is it your fans from Big Brother? Obviously, those people don't. You know what? I don't even want to talk too much shit about.
What
I don't,
do you want to say? They can't buy houses.
I don't have anything for you to say. Eh?
Why are you going to say they can't buy houses?
Yeah, they can. Those sneakers can't buy houses, bro. If you had this kind of funds, will you be on the internet fighting with FK Abudu because she said Messi was doing money laundering? Bro, and it's crazy that she's
going out of Kylie. Apparently, she's not a billionaire anymore.
Yeah, just read. No, they said she was never a billionaire.
Who cares?
I was reading the article just before we started the show, and then like there was just way too, like when I was reading, I was just like, all of this is pointless because they were talking about how like Kardashian Jenner's were always talking about how Forbes were underreporting their wealth and they should come and check the books and Forbes too. I'm like, there's too much energy on both parts over something that doesn't, like, why do we even,
do you know? The honest truth is, there's no difference between like $100 million and $1 billion. As in, either one is just too rich. So, who cares?
Yeah, man. In case you haven't noticed, this the new name of this podcast is The Rich.
Yeah, we're super anti-capitalist.
Fuck the billionaires, bro. Fuck all of them, bro. I saw one tweet. She was like, some chick was like, if you know you're going 3,000 people rich, and I wanted to post the link to you will not be a billionaire on top of it. 3,000 people all believe this is what we're talking about. All the people that have bought into this
pipe. Yeah.
It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to fucking. Bro, what else is on the.
Honestly, yeah. Forbes is such a strange thing. Like, fuck them. They shouldn't even exist. Don't have to. Telling me who is a billionaire and who is not, as in, like, it's news.
Yep. The time I was in my Forbes dark room, I was just like, a lot of this is. But the thing is, in the end, yeah, it's part of this whole, it's part of the whole machine that gingers you to aspire to be a billionaire, to buy into this capitalism life.
Forbes, which allows you, which is why you forgive, as in, the fact that these people are earning billions of dollars, you know, off the wages of people that are basically slaves. But it is.
They do fucking covers and something that they make, they now turn it into something that you should strive for. I don't know, man. The whole system and society, and a lot of it is very stupid. Like, it's still, okay, it's not even that stupid, it's fucked up. The combination of all these things, man. I don't know, man. I'm tired. Did you guys see this Inter Morgan thing?
Yes, yes.
That thing was too messy. I was so confused.
Yep, everybody is saying so many different things, man. So I don't
know. Well, I just logged off.
Did anybody watch the live where she broke down what happened to her? Because I didn't watch that.
No, I did not.
No, it looked like it was from 1980s, so I wasn't interested.
The only,
you don't have good internet, you shouldn't be talking like this, bro.
No, but I'm not filming stuff and releasing content. No, that was
bending your voice for someone that Zoom keeps
Please, leave me.
Okay, so basically, the long shot of the whole thing is that, you know, she feels like Judo Koye fucked her over with the contract, this and that. And then Judo Koye, through the music insider, Joey Akan, he released the contract. And then the contract shows as a 50-50 split. But, and people were like, ah, you know what I mean? This is more than a charitable. And he claims she's the one that dropped the contract. But still, in that contract, the label owns all her masters in perpetuity. So it's not as if that's a fantastic contract you get. But in the context of the music industry, it's actually a very good contract because the music industry is built on exploiting people. So, like, generally, the industry is fucked up. And that's the best of what... And then she signed this contract a couple years. Like, there was no artist empowerment like 5 years ago. Like, musicians, Nigerian musicians didn't know anything about owning your masters and controlling your royalties and all of that shit.
True.
Okay, now, the upcoming Nigerian musicians were not aware of this. And it's just now that, so when she signed that contract 10, I don't know, I went to see that Morgan popping 5 years ago, I don't know. Everything was so long ago. When she signed it, it probably felt like a charitable contract. And I'm not even saying that one side is, I just think what should happen is people should stop signing deals, man. Stop signing label deals, sign distribution or management deals where you can still control your masters. Like, always look at the, like, and I say all that look at the fine print, but many people are just lucky that the people that they signed the contract with didn't feel like enforcing everything. Apparently, Ajibota was tweeting that sometimes even to sign a Color Tunes contract, they're talking about owning all your IP in perpetuity. Like, a lot of fuck shit is just normalized in the music industry.
Yeah. So we'll get back to this because there's something I want to say about Farquhar, like, very related to this. But the only thing I saw about the whole Cynthia Morgan thing was people were getting mad at Davido, that people now started getting mad at Bernard. I don't know, I didn't read too much into it. I didn't want to find out, but do you know what that was about?
Wait, getting mad at Bonner?
Yeah, as in something about helping her. Like,
okay, apparently they were in a relationship. This is what I heard on road. They were in a relationship. But I don't know very much. Because I don't really know. And all I knew was that they were dating at the point. Like, I don't, everything else is speculation, man. It's just stuff you hear on the streets. Because there was some stuff about her owing money, going to debts for doing crack. Like, that's why she even came out to. I think she addressed the rumors about drug use or whatever. But then even if she did crack, I don't think she's going to come on Instagram Live and say, yes, I was owing money because I did crack. But I'm not saying it's true or it's false. I don't know. I don't want to touch that.
Only thing I know
that allegedly dated at some point.
I don't know.
One of them was a video vixen I want. Like, in that Sinatimiya song, he was the video boy in the record.
Yes, I saw that video.
They talk say boy has started his video vixen work.
Yeah, so what I want to say is, there was this thing like ASAP Rocky said in an interview about how Frank Ocean is basically like one of the smartest guys in the music industry because he finessed them out of like $20 million. But you know, like when he made Endless, because like he had some deal where, you know, they wanted to trap him and basically he had to make an album and he didn't want to give them blood because as in he liked that one. So he just made Endless as in, he just made like a nonsense album, got out of his contract, then made a deal with Apple for another $20 million and then fell blonde with them. So like, basically since then, the industry has been like even harsher with people because of like what Frank Ocean did, like finessing them out of like so much money. So yeah, they make the slave conditions tighter and shit. And it was pretty insightful, you know. I can't remember where it was, but I know it was ASAP Rocky.
You're a smart man.
He was talking about it.
I saw that interview too. I think it was with, I know he has talked about it twice, but I think it was with Nadeska on Beats One Radio, but I'm not sure. But I know I've seen him talk about that on different interview platforms. And I've seen a bunch of ASAP interviews. All of them are getting mixed up in my head. So I'm not sure. But yeah, that's, thing is, the industry has always, since the beginning, has been built on, and again, it still ties into capitalism, man. Built on exploiting people. Like, young musicians will come in and they don't understand. And you'll be like, And many times it's always underprivileged people that come in and they'll be like, bro, we'll give you $200K for this thing. And the money seems like a lot of money, but you don't realize that the copyright, like when you sign over the copyright, they own that copyright until 70 years after you die. So like they own your masters for your lifetime and your children's lifetime. And depending on the royalties you might be getting might not even be a lot. And they can license your music to anything. So even stuff that you would not want your voice to be a part of, the label can license your music to support causes. Like they can use it for a Donald Trump advert. You get, and even though, or some shit like that.
One thing that makes me mad is all these people that will be like, they'll be like, but you signed the contract now. Why are you trying to renegotiate in the middle of the contract? I'm like, you can see that this person was clearly exploited. Why are you okay? I hate arguments where you first have to convince the person that you should care about people, whether you benefit from it or not. Then we had the argument. As in, if you don't even believe that, there's no way I can argue with you because like there's no basis you're going to argue on. You'd be like, LL is right to not exploit people and treat people right. Then I have to explain to you that. And we'll now say, okay, now let's talk about contract. It's ridiculous.
Like everybody was saying the game is the game. But somebody like Chubbs and Butter were like, but does the game have to be the game? Like, does it have to be like that? Like, it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be built on exploitation. Like they say the label spend money, it's not a charity organization, you know what you signed. But the labels, and I know it's sometimes you don't get returns if the act doesn't blow up. But there's risk in every business. They say you don't get returns if the act doesn't blow up. But more times than not, when the artist blows up, you end up chopping everything on their head. You get like the label advances and the money they spent on videos. It's not dash, it's loan. You recoup all that money and you still recoup and more.
The truth is, one profitable artist makes up like all you'd have spent on 50 unprofitable artists. Do you understand? So if one guy,
the system works. Mm-hmm.
If one guy 50 blows, you've made enough to as in pay or shit for another 50 guys. So it's not as safe as in, they are not the victims here. But like people, it's all this weird capitalist shit. People want to make it seem like, it's just business. They are not as in, you can't, $200,000 look like a lot. And if, you know, at the end, you end up making like something like $40, $50 million off this person's talent, this person's effort. You can't say, okay, I've given them $200,000 and shit. And then, no, as in, that is exploitative. And people know it's exploitative.
Yeah. See what I'm even saying? I understand how the game goes. Yes. So what I'm going to say is, and I'm not even going to start saying that the game should be like, you know what? That's what happens, yeah? Fuck all these guys. What me I'm doing is I'm advocating for musicians to not always be too ready. Like if you notice now, look at what Mr. Eazy did. Like people don't realize what Mr. Eazy is probably like the smartest Nigerian musician of his class of the last 5-7 years, man. Like he always is to sign short term deals. Like every time that's why in the end he's not signed to any label. He's on his own. So if you want to sign to a label, maybe you sign up for one single, you sign up for an album. So they use all their energy to push the album because they need to get their money back. But what also happens is after you're out of that deal, the looks that you got from that album still stay. Like they pushed you into consciousness. So they got their money back from the album, but you did not sell your soul and you still got the exposure or whatever, all these things that they claim that they are doing for you. And they do a lot. Like big, actually the big label system in America, they do a lot for you. You get a lot of good looks. But always sign limited deals or like restructure the whole thing, man. All this 360 deal, this slave trade that these niggas want to be doing, man. Because like, and if the distribution or short-term deals wasn't profitable for labels, they wouldn't agree. But they are still agreeing because they know that they will still make money. But they will make more money on the 60p, you get. Because that one, they are chopping more on your head. Or even on these other levels, they know that there's still money to be made from there. But they will not suggest that one to you first because it's not as profitable for them. I don't know, man. This thing is just... It's some wild shit, man.
True, true. Do we have anything lighter we can move on to? Let me see. Come on now, David.
everything that they lampooned is happening right now. Like, that is real life. You remember that episode of Community when they're like, this is the darkest timeline?
Yeah.
Like, this currently is the darkest timeline. Remember that Black Mirror episode, the black and white joints, where there were some robot dogs or some robots that were shooting people that tried to break into, like, a warehouse?
If
you try to loot the Amazon warehouse, and I wait till they pull up. Yo, those things were about smoke, man. Let me see. What else? Bro, the thing is so many.
There was something about Rema.
Oh, and Buju and Rema.
Yeah.
As in, it's not so deep. Like, it's lighter, but it's too light. Like, it's stupid. Okay, so basically, Buju posted like a short clip.
Now we're embarrassed to talk about it.
With the company that he did with Higo, Harry, and Wani, he posted a clip or the thing. Like, there was some animation and then his voice was playing in the background. Then apparently the thing was on like 500 and something retweets. Then somebody was like, how come someone asked, like someone replied to the tweet that how come this only has 500 retweets, that this is so good? And then he now quoted it and said, it's because I did not say Achukuleke.
Oh, so
he has something at short.
No, but why is he eating? As in,
yo, they say he's spread it too much time with Bonham, man. Say the
honestly, like,
it's in a negative.
Both of them bad vibes.
B's for Bonham, B's for Buju, B's for bad vibes.
Ah, Percy talks in Buju's account is Bonham's Bonham. Yo, Smaun is. No, he deleted it and then I posted that Aki and Popo meme. That just kidding. Maoni is still early, man. It's still early for all this. But the thing is, even when he says just kidding, that's how it feels. But I'm like, it's too early to start feeling like this, man. Just ride the wave, enjoy your success. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I personally like as in, all these artists that take shots, yeah. Makes life interesting.
But it's unnecessary though, like it's very unnecessary. Because it makes you look somehow. Like in the end, like the thing is we are at this stage we are tolerating Bonner. Like if Bonner should just make mistake and fall off, like make the team not just slap for like the OG fans, you just make mistake. It won't happen, but if by chance you just fall off small, it's over. Cause the only reason why niggas are still here is because the music's too nice. But he does way too much on the side, bro. Way too much.
Like, I also want you to say, like, one bad album will creep away.
Yep. Exactly.
People are ready and waiting for him to just do something musically that is not good. Waiting
for him to fall off. If you notice, now, waiting they won't do Mr. Izzy, but Mr. Izzy clocked it. He stopped talking, one, and two, he dropped one or two decent records, but he stopped talking. If you notice, because that whole Ghana thing was too divisive. So he was like, nah, I'm not fucking up this bag.
I appreciate the words he learned.
Yeah, man. But some people are like, nah, man, I'm my own man. I don't care about Bomo is a lie. I feel like there are some... Bro.
I have big ear. I cannot hear words.
I feel like if you are a pop musician, yeah, like, okay, it doesn't even really apply to Bonner because like he was always, well, now you can see why the industry didn't embrace him for a long time because it feels like, dude, it's problematic. But like they'll say it's because he's too real. I'm like, And bro, like, what's
my kind of carry bad vibes on his back.
At the beginning, I was trying to defend some of the stuff he was doing. But like, yo, the Davido one and then the Funky Akindele one, all those ones were just unnecessary, man. I was like,
he's too openly ridiculous. That's his problem.
And then every time, like, you say management is taking my Twitter, I'm handing over to management, then you come and say something like, management is not doing their job. That's what
he keeps stealing the phone. Or even Twitter people logging. But after they change the password, you can't threaten somebody for the password. I don't know. You nobody can find me. Nah, I'm not saying anything again. Oh yeah, their vibes not too pure. Let's see what else is on the apparently the NDDC chairman, no, financial secretary in Rivers died mysteriously. Because when I first saw the TV, people were saying it was poison. But apparently it might be corona. Because they closed down the office and they quarantined and they cleaned up everywhere. So it might be corona. Like NDDC, that's I think Niger Delta Development Commission or something. And then someone else came and said that they were supposed to share money. And he's the financial secretary, so now he has died. There's a lot of mysterious things going on. I think he just died of corona.
Oh,
awesome.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Oh.
Tough.
Say not tough. Well, yeah, that thing you said about us being desensitized is really true. It's true. People have become desensitized, man. So yeah, man, thanks for listening. Follow Sleeping on Glaze on Twitter and Instagram. Follow out your boys. Share with your family.
Dele, you never try and have small life in your voice.
My phone is about to die. It said the evening doesn't end.
Alright, later guys, later.
You can't have small dream. Thanks for listening, guys.
Do it now if you
have. I don't do those things. I'm just
very stupid. You think it's easy, but you know how to criticize. All like, yes, criticize.
God. They want to act on that. That guy should listen to the podcast, share with your friends, follow Sleeping on Grace, all those things that Timae always says. Thank you.
Bro, it's Jean-Francois. If you want to call my government, call my real government. Okay. Dele. I don't know who that
is. Okay, Dele. Bite my tongue.
Jesus Christ. All right, now.
Bye, guys.